Gently Does It by Alan Hunter.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Alan Hunter was born in Hoverton, Norfolk in 1922. He left school at the age of 14 to work on his father's farm, spending his spare time sailing on the Norfolk Broads and writing nature notes for the Eastern Evening News. He also wrote poetry, some of which was published while he was in the RAF during the Second World War. By 1950, he was running his own bookshop in Norwich, and in 1955, the first of what would become a series of 46 George Gently novels was published. He died in 2005, aged 82. For Adelaide. A gentle reminder to the reader. This is a detective story, but not a whodunit. Its aim is to give a picture of a police investigator slowly building up his knowledge of a crime to a point, not where he knows who did it, both you and he know that at a fairly early stage, but to a point where he can bring a charge which will convince the jury. I thought it worthwhile mentioning this. I hate being criticised for not doing what I had no intention of doing. Sincerely yours, Alan Hunter. Chapter 1. Chief Inspector Gently, Central Office CID, reached automatically into his pocket for another peppermint cream and fed it unconsciously into his mouth. Then he folded his large hands one over the other on the guardrail and peered into the inferno below him with a pleased...